Odds and Sods from a World of Dreams.
Hello again, folks, and welcome to the very last edition of Hypnobobs. Or rather, it's the last one going out on the Podomatic feed. Now, if you've already resubscribed, sit back and listen to some nonsense. However, if you've not, now's the time to do it. Yes, I know it's a terrible cock-on, but what can you do? It's all Ian Apple's fault, you know. If I could just change the feed address, we wouldn't have to go through this rigmarole. The fact that iTunes won't let you do this simple task is currently, for me, a bigger disappointment in the 21st century than not having a jetpack. Anyhow, for this last micro-edition, I thought I'd tell you what's coming up, and then some audio nonsense, and then all the details you need to make the move. Now then, coming shortly on the new feed, as well as the usual array of classic readings of weird tales, I'm planning to launch several new ongoing series. As if the Batman and Carnacki ones weren't enough to be going on with. The first epic project I'm planning to undertake is going to be called Zombie Zombie. And in this, we're going to look at all the various spin-offs and sequels that were spawned by George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. Now, you may think that's quite a short series. Stop exaggerating the amount of work you're making for yourself, you fool. Well, that's where you're wrong. Because yes, there's the Romero sequence and the alternative Return of the Living Dead sequence. But Dawn of the Dead spawned Zombie 2 in Italy. And that opens up a whole raft of European undead cannibal flicks that at one time or another have gone out as part of this unofficial zombie series. It'll be quite wide-ranging, and believe me, I've had to watch a lot of bad movies. But I also saw some great ones too, so it should be a fun and wild ride, taking us to some very interesting corners of cinema. Now, the second big series is also Eurocentric. I've recently got terribly addicted to giallo. And so, I'll be launching an occasional series exploring this strange hinterland that lies between horror flicks, crime movies, and thrillers. And should be an awful lot of fun. And if nothing else, an excuse to play some absolutely brilliant pieces of soundtrack music. Warning, may contain prog. And of course, in between all of this, there'll be the usual regular Vincent Price movies, for no good reason at all. And I'm planning something a little bit special for our first anniversary episode, which might be number 50, or it may be number 52. I've not quite decided how I'm working the dating yet. But it's probably going to be 52, as that's closer to the release of the very first full-length Hypnobobs, which came out around Halloween last year. And we're also doing a special Halloween episode, exploring the strange and troubled history of the infamous BBC mockumentary Ghost Watch. And if that legendary spooktacular traumatised you for life, do drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll include it in the show. So you see, it'll be well worth those couple of clicks to resubscribe for all these audio delights. Right then, that's all that done then. Let's play some clips before the final bit of admin giving you all the details to make the move. Apologies if you heard them before, as I have published them previously on my Audio Booze and broadcast them on the Monkey Island radio show. 6 till 8, Thursday nights, on Diversity FM. But hey, it's free. What more do you want? Blood?
This is the voice of the Mystic Ones, presenting to you your stars in song.
Aries.
He's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Taurus.
Once upon a time there was a little white boar, very sad because he was a little white boar.
Little white boar.
Gemini.
He's a moron. He's a moron. He's a moron.
Cancer. Leo.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Virgo.
Bang my head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear. Black old sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Libra. Scorpio. Sagittarius.
Crazy. Awesome.
Capricorn.
Mrs. Burke to her daughter said, "Listen, Mary Jane, who was the lad you were cuddling in the lane? He'd long wiry whiskers a-hanging from his chin. 'Twas only Pat McGinty's ghost," she answered with a grin.
Aquarius. And finally, Pisces.
Wow! At the gay bar! At the gay bar! At the gay bar! At the gay bar! At the gay bar!
Maybe you're not alone. Oh, where my
ash
on the street. Oh, where my
ash
on the street. Oh, where my
ash
on the street. Oh, where my
ash
on the street.
And now on Radio 4, it's Meditation Hour with Headhunter.
Sure, looking very beautiful, man. Have you been away?
No need to get uptight, man.
Instructions are included.
Do you like a smoke? It has voodoo qualities. Sit down, mate. Take control. Here are your aerials. They pick up signals from the cosmos and transmit them directly into the brain. This is the reason bald-headed men are uptight. You need to get uptight, yeah? It'll pass. Be seated. If you're hanging onto a rising balloon, you're presented with a difficult decision. Let go before it's too late, or hang on and keep getting higher, posing the question, how long can you keep a grip on the rope? You need to get up tight, man. I was merely making an observation. Change down, man. Find your neutral space. I recommend you smoke some more grass. Have you got any food? No need to insult me, huh? I was leaving anyway.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Miller's. When something happens,
Camberwick Green,
nothing happens. It's just another
Miller.
Dead.
Straight out of Trumpton.
Crazy mother
Miller.
Name Ice Cube. From the gang called
Windy.
With attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck.
Pew, Barney McGrew, Tuffet, Dibble, Grub.
Durant.
What's up?
Trumpton.
Tell him where you're from.
Straight out of
Trumpton.
Just a quick reminder for all you Podomatic folks, Hypnobulbs is moving hosts, and this feed will soon expire. We're moving to the wonderful GeekPlanetOnline.com, home of many a fine podcast, but also purveying you articles, reviews, and fiction on a daily basis. So do make it part of your daily clicks. Now there is a brand new feed, which, all going well, should allow you full access to the complete back catalogue, and you can find it in the following places. Now then, if you've got an ear for URLs, you can go to https://feeds.feedburner.com/hypnobobs. However, don't be scrabbling for a pen and paper to write that down. If you go to the podcast page at hypnagoria.com, or the links to Hypnobobs on our Facebook page, our Tumblr, or at my blog at the Moon Lens, they'll all take you to that address, where, with a couple of clicks, you can subscribe on iTunes, or in your favourite podcatcher. Or just listen online if you like. The choice is yours. For more nonsense, check out www.hypnagoria.com, where you can find a wide range of articles and reviews, scribbled by my good self, and many other wonders besides. We have a Tumblr site at
hypnagoria.tumblr.com, where my colleague, the dread Mr. Greenslade, fishes assorted tat from the river of night's dreaming. And you can follow my day-to-day ramblings by going to @hypnagoria on Twitter. And finally, if you'd like to drop us a line, you may send your missives to hypnagoria@gmail.com. Hypnobobs is brought to you by those lovely shiny people at Geek Planet Online and is a proud member of the Rogue 2 Podcasting Network.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
38.
That's number one.